Do you wake up every day hoping your car's battery has one more start left? Now is the time to replace it with a quality AutoCraft battery. Because during the Advance Auto Parts Tax Madness Savings Event, you save 15% when you spend $50 or more, 20% when you spend over $100, and 25% when you spend over $150, in-store or online. Just text SAVE to 36898 to receive your coupon. Offer available at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores. Ends March 12th.
You're listening to Wrestling Marks of Excellence with Dr. D and G-Lo on Fox Sports Radio 1340 at WHAP in Hopewell, Virginia. This is Gilbert, baby, and
Hey, welcome back, wrestling fans. Welcome back to another edition of the Wrestling Marks of Excellence here on Fox Sports Radio 1340. Yes, we are back here where it all begins, Fox Sports Radio 1340. We've been absent for a minute, but we're back. I'm your host, Glenn Thomas, along with the wizard himself, Nephew Corey. How you doing, Nephew?
What's going on? It is absolutely wonderful to be back on the air. Let's get it going.
Definitely, man. A lot of big news going on in the world of professional wrestling. One of the biggest things that's going on right now is the departures from TNA. It seems like every year around this time or every couple months, we have a conversation about people who are jumping ship or who contracts can't be renewed from Impact Wrestling. You know, last year, you think about it, the Samoa Joe, the Austin Aries, the James Storm who left and came back, the Bobby Roode, all those, the Eric Youngs. But now there's a new group of those who came to Impact Wrestling, even under new management, who are leaving. And the biggest name, therefore, are the Hardy Boys, Matt and Jeff, who contract will not be renewed, and Broken Matt Hardy let us know that on Twitter a couple of days ago. Your thoughts about Matt and Jeff leaving Impact Wrestling?
They made the most of what they had there at their time there. They did a great job. Jeff Hardy has been there for the better part of what? I've got to say 7 years? Going on 8 years he was over there? So he really had a nice run. And Matt, I want to say, was over there for maybe about 6 years, I'd say. So they both made the most of their run and did very, very well over there. So I absolutely think that the time has come for them to wind down their career, and why not do it in the WWE at this point? Why not have that last little run over there?
And we say that, and I'm going to get to my point on that a little bit in later, but about them in their last run in WWE. We said that about another great WWE tag team, and their last run was lackluster. And that was the Dudley Boys.
Yeah.
And when they came back to the WWE.
Here's the thing about that. They were trying to go that long anyway. I think they just wanted the paycheck. And that's not bad. But, you know, I think they were already done when they left TNA. I think they were already done. They figured, why not go put a couple guys over? Let's just go over there.
Yeah. If the money was there and Vince was giving them the money, why not take it? Why not?
Exactly.
You know, why not take it? Why not take it? But, you know, Matt and Jeff Hardy, especially Matt Hardy, revitalized his career or revitalized himself over Impact Wrestling with the Broken Matt Hardy. He first did it on the indie scene. He made it being on the indies cool again. And I know people say you got AJ Styles and all those, but think about it. If we really go back, Matt Hardy is one of those big names that made being on the indies cool. He was at MCW. He was at Pro Wrestling Guerrilla. He was everywhere winning everybody's championship that he could get to on the indies, and it made it great to be an indie star again. And he raised the bar for a lot of these guys who are going to the indies now and getting paid, your Cody Rhodes, your Rybacks, and different guys like that. I dare not to say that Matt Hardy was a pioneer, one of the pioneers of that movement.
You could say that. You could.
Yeah. And then you also have some other people leaving. And this is the guy that I really want to see back in WWE, and that's Drew Galloway. I think Drew Galloway got the raw end of the stick when he was released with the 3MB. Jinder Mahal. How does Jinder Mahal come back before Drew Galloway? You know what I'm saying?
Jinder Mahal was.
I know that, but Drew Galloway has so much of an upside in WWE. and then went to TNA and spread his wings even more. I think WWE brings him back as well, not staying at WrestleMania, but down the line in the future, Drew Galloway will be in a WWE ring. I can just think about WWE UK for Drew Galloway. He can be one of those guys that's over there in the UK arena on the UK brand for the WWE. Then you had some of the women come back, and these are the ones that I kind of struggle with where they may find, if they do go to WWE, where they may find a place for them, which are the women. Maria Kanellis, it's changed from the last time she was in a WWE ring. It's not no longer the diva situation or the diva era. Not saying that she can wrestle, but I just don't think she can keep up with the girls that are currently in the WWE brand or product. Now, she will make a great total diva star.
That's why she'd be a valet. We wouldn't even have to force that issue with her. She'd be a valet.
Yeah, I see
think
a valet, but big total diva star.
Think about it this way. One total diva is already made, her and Mike Bennett, already. And then look at how Maryse is used. And Maryse is a former diva champion. And look how they use her. They keep her exclusively with the Miz, force anything, and that's why it works. I see Maria being in the same situation.
You know, but Maryse is now actually, you know, well, getting ready to get back into the ring here, coming up here shortly.
It's
if all things stay true.
It's a one-off. It's a one-off.
Okay.
No. Yeah.
All right. And then you got Rebby Scott, Rebby Hardy. I'm not going to call her Rebby Scott. She's married to the man. Let's give her the name that she has, Rebby Hardy. Now, I don't think that's not in my mind. I'm not a writer nor a predictor. I don't think there's a place for her in that organization.
That I will agree with you with, that I don't think there's a place for her at all. I think she'll stay off TV. Her and Max will stay off TV. If I'm not mistaken, isn't Rebby Sky pregnant now with their second child?
I think she may be. We're going to figure that one out. We'll get to definite on that one. I think she may be. You know, with all those people who are left Impact Wrestling who are gone, that leaves we look at some mega stars that's still there. That leaves Bobby Lashley. I believe Moose is still there. EC3 is still under contract. Eddie Edwards, Davey Richards.
They can't
Eli
lose.
Drake
are
some of the demands.
That's the one they can't lose. I tell you now, that's the one they can't lose. That's like their Cena almost. They can't lose EC3. That's the one they can't afford to lose at all.
But it don't look like they're hurting. It looks like they're still bringing people in. Looking on, they're bringing ODB's coming back, and rumors out there about different other people who may be coming to Impact Wrestling. I don't think they can fill the void of the people that they lost.
There was one that debuted tonight.
Yeah,
Alberto,
you know, so
today.
Alberto Patron. You got money. I mean, so you look at people who are leaving, and then you still got people coming, and you think, okay, do we build it off of WWE stars? I mean, let's be honest. Cody Rhodes, Alberto Patron, Bobby Lashley, EC3. You know, those are WWE people.
Yeah, you never know.
And I know somebody
headed over there too that just left WWE. Jack Swagger is gone now, so.
Yeah, we the people, but he has at least 90 days no compete. Well, he already been his 90 days, not on TV, but I don't know if that counts or not.
I mean, WWE's pretty adamant about the 90 days. We don't exactly know who has 90 days and who doesn't. Because, you know, with him, who knows? We just found out yesterday he's been released. But who knows how long he's actually been released? WWE right now, honestly, see TNA as much of a threat that they're giving people 90 days still? I guess so, but they don't need to.
I guess they don't need to. It depends on what's in the contract and depends on if they want to continue to make that money. I'd rather set a home. I mean, anybody wants to set a home for 3 months and still get paid, you know, and map out your plan of how you're going to strategize your career after professional wrestling. And I think that's what Jack Swagger has. I think he has lost injury. The injury bug slowed Jack Swagger's momentum several times in his career. when he had momentum, when he was moving in the right direction. The injury bug stopped Jack Swagger from taking it to the next level. His championship that he won, Money in the Bank, when he cashed it in. As Tom said, that's one of the lackluster title reigns there is with Jack Swagger. But nonetheless, he is still a body. He still is a name that Impact Wrestling can build around. So we'll see from Impact Wrestling what they can do with the stars they have, and who can they bring in. I've always been a big proponent of this. I'm just saying Impact Wrestling, Ring of Honor, just merge together, make one big company. I've been a big proponent of that forever, make one big company. I know the guys and girls in charge can't get along or won't be able to do it, but for the wrestling business and for the competition, form one big company.
Yeah. You know the first problem I'm going to say with that? Not even from the business aspect of, like, who gets a TV deal, because that's definitely one. Whose stars are you putting over?
You mix it up.
Putting over
I mean, I say you
guys,
mix it.
Putting over TNA guys.
I mean, it's about the business. If we making more money, I don't care if I got to lose or go over. It's about the dollar bill, you know.
Yeah. At first,
you can do the invasion angle. You can do whatever you want to do and see who shakes out there, who the crowd gravitates to. Because what happens, I think, a lot of these businesses and a lot of these companies, they're not listening to the crowd. You know what I'm saying? The crowd will tell you who's over. The crowd will let you know, hey, which guys that you should push, which guys you should keep back, how the storyline should go. Listen to, as they say in the streets, put your ear to the ground and see what moves, you know. And they put the ear to the ground, they know what was. They put the ear to the ground, they know what stick. Because the consumer, don't we say the customer's always right? We are consumers of the product.
Right.
And the consumers will let you know if it's a good product or not. And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we'll take our first break of the night. When we come back, we're going to talk about WWE Fastlane. Fastlane coming up this Sunday. WWE Fastlane is coming up Sunday. Will Kevin Owens walk away from Fastlane as your WWE Universal Champion? You'll hear my opinion and the Wizard's opinion right after this commercial break.
Hello, this is Carlito, and you're listening to WMER, Wrestling Marks of Excellence Radio, starring The Firm on Fox Sports 1340 AM.
K&L Barbecue at 1410 Maple Street, inside Cavalier Square, Hopewell, wants you to know they have great specials on the daily menu, such as hamburger steaks, grilled chicken, a lightly fried chicken sandwich, and of course, the best chicken and dumplings in the Tri-Cities. And don't forget about their world-famous barbecue and sauce. Dine in or carry out at K&L Barbecue. Call 458-4241. That's 458-4241 for K&L Barbecue.
Hello, my name is Andy Clark, and I'm an agent with Ligon Jones Insurance Services in downtown Hopewell. I'm here to tell you that at Ligon Jones Insurance, we're dedicated to serving you. You've heard all the gimmicks and sales pitches from 800 number and online companies, and we can offer all the same options, such as accident forgiveness, disappearing deductibles, 24-hour claim service, home and auto discounts, and much, much more. What we offer that they can't is local knowledge and experience, a broader selection of companies and coverages, and personal service. When you call, email, or stop by Ligon Jones Insurance, you will speak to Lucky, Sherry, or myself, and you will not have to press 1 for English or wait for the next available representative. We don't just sell insurance. We back it up with great customer service. At Ligon Jones Insurance Services, we have over 60 years' experience. We all live in the Tri-Cities area, and we support many different local charities. From hot dog carts to hotels, we can cover it all. So if you want better pricing, better coverage, and better service, all from a company that gives back to the community, call Ligon Jones Insurance at 458-8522 or go to www.ligonjones.com.
Hemco, a family-owned business which operates as a full-service buyer, processor, and seller. Hemco purchases, collects, processes, then remits any and all salvageable materials such as copper, brass, aluminum, stainless steel, and much more for the recycling industry. That's Hemco, Hopewell Iron and Metal Company, located at 213 South 6th Avenue, Hopewell, Virginia. For services or questions, call Hemco at 458-8514. Open Monday through Fridays, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's Hemco, Hopewell Iron and Metal Company.
This is referee Brian Hebner from TNA Impact Wrestling, and you're listening to Wrestling Marks of Excellence on Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Fox Sports 1340 AM presents to you
WMER, Wrestling Marks of Excellence Radio, starring The Firm, J-Lo, Nephew, Corey, and Dr. D, bringing you the latest up-to-date information on professional wrestling and sports entertainment. Now, live from the Fox Sports 1340 studios in Hopewell, Virginia.
Hey, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Wrestling Marks of Excellence here on Fox Sports Radio 1340 and Fox Sports Radio 1340AM.com. You can hear us on, check us out on iTunes, as well as download us on Google Play. We'll be here each and every Thursday for all you guys who've been looking for us. We're back in town. We're definitely back. Well, let's talk about Fastlane. The Fastlane pay-per-view is coming this Sunday night. WWE's Raw Fast pay-per-view. The last pay-per-view before WrestleMania. Last pay-per-view for WrestleMania. On the pre-show, we got Rick Swann and Akira Tozawa taking on D. Brondrick Kendrick and Naman Dar with Alicia Fox. Who do you have with it in this match?
I don't think right now, because of where the cruiserweight division is, I love it, but it's not really going to take off to once Austin Aries really gets there. Right now, because this match has no real significance to the storyline, just let Rich Swann and Akira Tozawa win it to keep it moving.
That's what I think. I think Rich Swann, I think the faces win here. Rich Swann and Akira Tozawa win this match over the Project Kendrick, over Brian Kendrick and his partner. I think this is a good preliminary match or good pre-show match, whatever you want to call it. It keeps 205 still relevant. And then we just continue to move on to what WWE, the main course. That's the appetizer. You know what I'm saying? That keeps your mouth wet. And,
right.
You know, this is a good, fast, high-paced match. And you're anticipating what else is there to come the rest of the evening on Fastlane. So this will be a good match to start it off with. Then we go to the next match of the night, which I think will be the next match of the night. Not 100% sure, but we get Sami Zayn taking on Samoa Joe. This is Joe's technically first major WWE pay-per-view. I know people say NXT, but on the main roster, his first pay-per-view on the main roster, and he's taking on Sami Zayn. And a couple years ago, this would have been an indie fans' dream match. And it maybe still is, having Sami Zayn versus Samoa Joe.
Yeah, no.
Who do you have with it?
I have Samoa Joe over. He's the guy that you got to push as the monster heel on Raw right now. He wins against Sami Zayn. There's no way you put Sami Zayn over him right now.
No way at all. Going into WrestleMania, I think Samoa Joe wins this. I even have Samoa Joe right now before I even see the participants, or I know where Joe is going at for the Andre the Giant Battle Royal. I got Samoa Joe right now winning that before we even Fastlane. But nonetheless, I got Samoa Joe. I got Samoa Joe beating Sami Zayn on this match as well. Match that was kind of a squash. I didn't say squash match, but a match that we saw a couple of pay-per-views ago, Sasha Banks versus Nia Jax, with Nia Jax getting the win here. I'll start off this one. Definitely love where they're going with Nia Jax and Sasha Banks. I don't think this is the right opportunity for Nia Jax to lose. I think you still have to keep her as that big monster heel on WWE programming. I think she has to stay strong. I think Sasha Banks will have a good match with Nia Jax, but I think Nia Jax come out on top and eventually end up facing Bayley somewhere down the road.
Yeah, I agree. I think the time is coming to where Sasha's going to turn heel. A loss to Nia Jax will definitely help put that into fruition. So, yeah, I absolutely think Nia Jax.
Yeah, you get that frustration angle, frustrated, I can't beat this girl and all the stuff that goes on, her and Bayley doing too much huggy-huggy, too much hugging
right.
going on, and she turns on her. So we see that.
Right.
Then we have Neville taking on Jack Gallagher. This is your cruiserweight match of the night. Of course, we have the break in the middle somewhere down the line. So they have time to put up the purple lights and change the ring to make the purple ropes and do everything they do. Hats off to the WWE ring crew who's able to do that in a matter of minutes, change the ropes and everything. If you've ever been to a live event and see that done, it is very It's very good to watch. It's just like a pit crew changing tires quickly as a race car driver comes in the pit as we coming off the Daytona 500. But nonetheless, we have the cruiserweight match of the night. Neville, who is your champion, taking on Jack Gallagher. Wizard, your thoughts on this one?
If there was any other time of the year, I'd be going with Jack Gallagher winning it. I think Neville's on a roll. This doesn't look like something. And I think you keep it on Neville. He can't afford to take it off him right now.
I think you can't afford to take it off him right now, Neil. I think we're brewing for Neville and Austin Aries at WrestleMania. I would hope that will be the way they go with Neville getting the win there, which is, again, another Indie Dream match that people want to see. If you don't know who Neville was on the Indie Circuit, it was Pop. So it would be good for him and Austin Aries to go at each other. I think Neville gets the win here. But Jack Gallagher does a great job, as he always does, in within the ring performing. It'll be a good match. We even might see the Red Arrow in this match, if I'm not mistaken. I think we might see it. He hasn't done it in a while, but I think we might see it in this match.
Which
nonetheless,
is smart. Who knows whoever wrote that? Because that's smart. It's too much of a face-driven move. I mean, a baby-face move. He should. I said that when he turned heel. I said he doesn't need to do the Red Arrow anymore. Thank goodness somebody knows he should be doing it. If I'm not mistaken, I think he uses the Rings of Saturn now, or some variation.
Variation. They call it the Rings of Saturn, variation of the Rings of Saturn, which is good for him. You don't want the fans standing up clapping, because that move, the Red Arrow, to me, is one of the most awesome moves in pro wrestling right now. I love to see it, and I just hope he never messes up.
Point taken.
Next day, then we go into this. We talked about Sasha Banks and Nia Jax earlier. Let's go to Bayley and Charlotte for the WWE Raw Women's Championship. The WWE Raw Women's Championship, where Bayley will take on Charlotte. Your thoughts with it?
In a perfect world, because I'm really lamenting this, in a perfect world, Charlotte wins by DQ, but doesn't get the belt back, or count out, but doesn't get the belt back. And I love Charlotte. Charlotte's my favorite women's wrestler on the roster. I think Charlotte, unfortunately, they're just going to force it back on Charlotte again. Honestly, unless they really go the route, Callity, that Charlotte could win and not mess up her pay-per-view streak by disqualification or count out. That's what I want to say, but I think they're going to go ahead and put the belt back on Charlotte. So, yeah, Charlotte wins the belt.
I think for the sake of WrestleMania, it is great to have Charlotte have it, because you want Charlotte to be your champion going into WrestleMania for the simple fact that she talks the best. And if they're going to do it, if they're doing what people say they're going to do, which is the four-way with Sasha Banks, Bayley, Charlotte, and Nia Jax, you want Charlotte to be the champion there. We got to think about it. Last year at WrestleMania, just using my wrestling intellect here, she won it at WrestleMania last year. She already has her WrestleMania moment. the belt was changed last year.
But she won the women's championship. She went in as champion.
She went in as a champion. She won the women's championship. And her culmination of the new revolution, the diva era dying in the new revolution, the women's revolution or the new era, sparking up, was done at Charlotte. She had her WrestleMania moment by being the first new women's champion. So I think this year is somebody else has an opportunity to have their moment. I don't think they give her two moments back-to-back. You know, I think she goes in as a champion, but she loses at WrestleMania, and somebody, maybe Bayley, or maybe, Sasha Banks get her moment at WrestleMania. Never know how WWE's going to play this, but we do know there may be a fatal four-way involved at WrestleMania, but I do think Charlotte walks out as the Raw Women's Champion. If I'm not mistaken, Wizard, correct me if I'm wrong, this will be her fourth time?
You said who?
This is Charlotte wins. This will be her fourth time as champion, correct?
No, fifth.
Fifth. Okay, fifth time. Be her fifth time as Women's Champion. So we may see it five time champion, Charlotte over Bayley. That's my pick for that match. Then we go into Luke Gallows and Karl Anderson taking on Enzo Amore and Big Cass for the WWE Raw Tag Team Championships. I'm mixed on this match. I'm teeter-tottering each way. I'm like a fat kid in the park with another fat kid on the other side. We just balance right here on this match. Wiz, I'm going to let you go first, and maybe I can piggyback off you to tilt the scales.
I will always be an Enzo Amore fan, and Big Cass for that matter. However, there's no way in the world they should be beating Gallows and Anderson right now. Not right now. I think the time passed for a while that basically Enzo and Cass should have been given the belts when they first came. Right now, I feel they need to work back up to that point. I absolutely would keep it on Gallows and Anderson and have a clean victory, to be honest. So I'm going with Gallows and Anderson.
I would normally agree with you on this, and this is where we differ. I think they're getting ready to reward Enzo and Big Cass for that stupid angle they put Enzo in with Rusev. And for him getting beat
for
the last
true.
Couple of weeks,
that's true.
I think he's about to get rewarded. People, wrestling fans and wrestling enthusiasts, you got to realize Enzo and Cass never won the titles in NXT. they never had a moment right now. They never had a moment. They may not get a moment at WrestleMania, but I think this will be their WrestleMania right now that Enzo and Cass gets the title at Fastlane because of that fact. They was hot. They cooled them off. They brought them down. They was hot. And they cooled them off real quickly. And I think they're getting ready to spark them back up again. Enzo and Big Cass goes into WrestleMania
If they do that, Glenn, if they do that, then this is where they got to really make sure they do it right this time and keep them in the tag division. Stop bringing them over with singles or, you know, random singles. Let them be in the tag division and let them be in it for real.
And I think that's it because you got to look at it. We talked about it on a break. We're 28, 29 days away from WrestleMania, right?
Right.
30. So look at that. And then the night after WrestleMania, everyone thinks, okay, the revival may come in, you know? So you add another piece to the tag team division.
I think it's two nights after.
They go to SmackDown. You think they're going to SmackDown?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I think they go to Raw.
Gallows and Anderson are already on Raw.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, you're right. They go to SmackDown. They go to SmackDown. That's why you're the wizard. You make good sense there. So I just think I think they come up, but I think Enzo and Big Cass win the title here just to get a title run, and then after their title run, they drop it, and then I see them eventually splitting up somewhere down the line before WrestleMania. They split up somewhere before WrestleMania next year, but they do get their title run that never got in NXT or anywhere else. So I think they get there here. Then we go on to the semi-main event. People may boo and may not like it. If you disagree with me, hit me up on Twitter at GFather7025. But the semi-main event for this night is Roman Reigns taking on Braun Strowman. And with Braun Strowman being in a semi-main event, which I think is great. Braun Strowman versus Roman Reigns. I'm stuck on this match. Don't know what's going to happen in this match. I want to say Roman Reigns, but then if you get Roman Reigns, why did you build Braun Strowman up for 11 months? You know, for almost 11 months, you built this guy up to be the monster, even though he sparked the career of James Ellsworth. But that's a whole different show and different topic for another day. But this guy is an animal. He takes on Roman Reigns, and I think Braun Strowman, WWE has gotten it right with Braun Strowman to build him up to be a big monster.
Yeah.
He's beat some of the biggest names, big guys. He's beating the Big Show, and pass off to the Big Show. Who's still doing a job bringing these guys up in the right way. I know people want to talk about the Big Show. Guess what? It's entertainment. He's still getting paid, so he's doing the right thing for the young guy who's going to be around after him. Think about this. I talked to this another day with a gentleman in the barbershop. Hulk Hogan did the job for the Big Show on his first night as a professional wrestler to get him over as a champion. This guy, the Big Show, has been giving back every year. Who's in WrestleMania and then lost to almost every major star that he wrestles against? It's been the Big Show. Does he mind? No, he doesn't mind getting over. He does what's right for the company and what's best for the company. And what's best for the company was making Braun Strowman look like $1 million. So in this case, yeah, if I have to pick a winner, I'm going to say, with that being said, Braun Strowman. I think somebody interferes and Braun Strowman gets the win. I think we might hear a gong or a ding, and Braun Strowman gets the win over Roman Reigns.
Yeah, I think Braun wins too, because I think you want Roman Reigns going in with a loss to WrestleMania, because if he fights Taker, I think he beats him. But we'll talk about that in a few minutes. But I'm going Braun Strowman as well, man.
Got you. And then the main event of the evening, the man who has set the world on fire for the last 2 weeks with his verbal mic skills. This is the Kevin Owens I love. This is the Kevin Owens from the Ring of Honor that I fell in love with late nights with him and Jim Cornette, him and Steve Corino going back and forth. Kevin Owens, they allowed Kevin Owens to talk on the microphone like Kevin Owens. And Kevin Owens versus Bill Goldberg. No, I did not say Goldberg. You heard the Goldberg promo earlier for the Wrestling Marks of Excellence, but he's not taking on Goldberg. He's taking on Goldberg, and that's who's next. Wizard, you start off with this one. Who do you think gets the win here?
Wow. Yeah, because of these last 2 weeks, I'm rolling with Kevin Owens, man. I don't know how he does it, but Kevin Owens will beat Goldberg.
Wow.
I really thought it was going to be Goldberg and Lesnar for the Universal title. I just feel differently now. Personally, actually, for real, I don't think Jericho and Owens against each other needs a belt. I know I'm digressing a little bit. I would like to see Owens and Jericho both lose their belts going into WrestleMania. But looking at him, excuse me, I think Kevin Owens wins it somehow.
I think this is where I differ. I don't think Goldberg and Lesnar needs a belt. I don't think Goldberg and Lesnar needs a belt to sell that. You know? And I think if you wanted to get away with the U.S. title, you take the U.S. title and merge it with the Universal Championship, so it's all for all belts. So now you have...
I'm a little indifferent about that one, but okay.
I know you got to have that second-tier belt, the IC belt, and correlate with what's going on in SmackDown, but he hasn't done anything with the U.S. title. If we're talking about a 30-day non-compete, Chris Jericho is closer to that. We're not defending the U.S. title, if we really count him.
Yeah.
If they, you know, where's Jack Tunney when you need him? You know what I'm saying? But, you know, with that being said, I do say, and I know I'm going around the bush here, and I got two mixed feelings. I think Goldberg didn't come back not to be champion.
Sure.
I didn't think he got paid not to be champion. And I think he'll get that for his son. He'll get that for his wife. I don't think it's going to be a squash match like most people think it is. I think it will be a legitimate good 10 to 15, about a good 10-minute match. With Kevin Owens carrying majority of the match. And then we see Spear, Jackhammer, 1-2-3, and maybe Brock at the end. You know?
Wow. Yeah, no.
Or
that's very well planned.
Or, again, we haven't seen Chris Jericho in a couple weeks. Maybe Jericho costs his title.
And that's true. That's very true.
You know, but nonetheless, I think we're set up for a great WrestleMania. We're set up for a great Fastlane. You know, this I love this new format, and as we get ready to wrap this thing on the new format of WWE, every 2 weeks there's a pay-per-view. My goodness, it keeps me on my toes. Keeps me watching the product and staying fresh with what's going on. And they're doing a great job with storylines, whether it's SmackDown or whether it's Monday Night Raw. WWE, they're doing a good job right now because there's competition, ladies and gentlemen. When you have competition, everybody wants to be the man. Everybody wants to be the best. SmackDown want to beat Raw. Raw want to beat SmackDown. And right now, in my opinion, I think SmackDown has a little edge over Monday Night Raw. But we'll see how that goes here in the near future. You know, and we want to get ready to go home for this short night, the return of the Wrestling Marks of Excellence. Man, we had a great, great show. Wizard, your closing thoughts?
I'm looking forward to what Raw has to offer, more specifically the night after, which is Monday, that night. really even waste any time. Things start to really take shape, pick up. Much like it has on SmackDown already. So I'm looking forward to that.
Definitely looking forward to that. Looking forward to next week. We have we got a special guest already. I told you we're coming back, and we're coming back real good. The match superstar, Bill Eadie, will be on next week with us talking about the Mid-Atlantic Wrestling Expo, which is coming to Richmond, Virginia on May 19th and May 20th. So please come here next week to talk to him. The commissioner of the Mid-Atlantic Expo will be here as well. Mr. Crowder will be along with us. And we're going to talk about the Mid-Atlantic Expo, who's coming, who's not going to be there. And guess what? You'll find the Wrestling Marks of Excellence there as well. Come down and meet myself, the nephew. We may have some other surprises for you there as well, but we'll keep you updated here for the next couple of weeks on the Mid-Atlantic Expo at the Richmond Coliseum, May 19th, May 20th. Also, stay tuned to us on Fox Sports Radio 1340, on iTunes, on Google Play, on Twitter, because WWE is coming to Richmond Coliseum March 28th. That's right, the last show before we fly to WrestleMania. That's right, I said the Wizard and Glenn will be at WrestleMania like we always do, but it'll be a great show. But March 28th, you have opportunity to win tickets here on Fox Sports Radio 1340. So let's still stay listening to the MC Sports Report. Stay listening to Stolen Sports, and definitely stay listening to the Wrestling Marks of Excellence and try to win those tickets to WWE SmackDown Live, the last show, the go-home show before WrestleMania. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us. In the words of the Dr. D, the founder of the firm, if you're not confirmed, consider yourself denied.
No,
and Wizard,
wrong,
I'm going to let you close it out tonight.
Wrong,
I took your catchphrase. So the Wizard has to do it. We're a little rusty here. That's the Wizard's catchphrase. Sorry. That's
my
the Wizard. Sorry. Wizard.
Gosh.
I messed it
Jeez.
Up. When I started saying it, I realized.
I don't say it. But I was saying it.
You know what?
Hold up.
I went 37 minutes tonight without a blunder or a mess up. I can get one. I went well tonight without a blunder or a mess up.
Everybody gets one.
Everybody gets one. I apologize.
But if you're not confirmed, consider yourself denied.
In the words of Dr. D, end of story. Good night.
Good night.
Napa know-how.
Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolored paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 500,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Do you wake up every day hoping your car's battery has one more start left? Now is the time to replace it with a quality AutoCraft battery, because during the Advance Auto Parts Tax Madness Savings Event, you save 15% when you spend $50 or more, 20% when you spend over $100, and 25% when you spend over $150, in-store or online. Just text SAVE to 36898 to receive your coupon. Offer available at Advance Auto Parts and participating Carquest stores. Ends March 12th.